Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rudy Mundt, and he is from Germany, and he is another one of those folks that just play music wonderfully. And he has been with us at the Sherry and Bill Gerlach home. And then we're going to talk about some other places that he's going to be. But hello to you, Rudy.
Hello.
Let's learn a little more about you, your background, kind of how you got started in music.
Oh, I was a lazy boy when I started with music. I had lessons for 3 years, and then my guitar teacher, she quit me, and she said, "I know you're too lazy." And then I started new when I was 16, and then I learned all this stuff I play now and more.
And so when you turned 16, you said, "I really like the guitar, and I want to learn more."
Yeah, sure. I love this American stuff and the Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan stuff. That was a great inspiration for me to keep on playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you start in a band about that time? Or let's talk about the various bands that you've worked with and played with over the years.
I think that's a similar history for a lot of musicians. I started solo, and then I have the first and the second and the third band, and then I turned to a kind of Irish folk American music band, and now I'm playing in my own band, the Rudy Tuesday Band, and we're playing my stuff with the American roots.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Woody Guthrie and some of those, but do you have a favorite, or let's talk a little bit about your range of music. What all kinds of music do you play?
All this stuff. I love the John Hiatt, Steve Earle, the old Cro-Madison Show, Robert Earl Keane, Billy Joel Shaver, Bob Dylan, all this stuff, Springsteen, all that American roots music.
And do you still practice?
Yeah, I practice. Yeah, sure. I never practiced before when I was very young. At the time I met Andy Glant, this was the time I changed my living. I made the music without practice. And then I started new, and I felt, okay, it's a lot of fun to play this guitar for me and to get better and better. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you are touring right now in the United States, you are playing with Andy, and you're going to be playing at several locations. Just real quickly, I'm going to mention some of the places, but we encourage you to go online to find the exact places, times, dates, and so on. But starting October 5th, you're going to be at the SF Martin House, and then at Sweet Joy Shop, the Velisca Music Night, House Concert Potluck, Manning House Barn, and then finally the Brazen Head Irish Pub. Now, as I say, those are all in October, October 5th to October 12th. You have a chance to hear Rudy and Andy play together. And Andy's the singer, is that right? But you sing along too.
I think mostly I sing the songs, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Andy sings also songs, but I think a turn more that I sing more. Yeah.
Okay. And I know you've worked together long enough that you've worked out that kind of thing. Let's talk a little more about Rudy Tuesday, why it is Rudy Tuesday, and a little bit about the band that plays there.
Since 8 years, I play in my hometown, Jena. Town called Jena, it's in the middle from Germany, and I play every Tuesday since 8 years. I play there in an Irish pub, and at the beginning the owner said, "Okay, you are Rudy, you're playing on a Tuesday, this is Rudy Tuesday." And since I think it's 3 years ago, I changed the name of my band in a Rudy Tuesday band. I think that makes sense.
It does, yeah. And you've been playing that long, and yeah. People come in, hear you, and they want to know what's the name of your yeah. band, and it's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, and this is a good story to tell about it, how it came to that name.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us more about who is, what instruments are in your band and the kind of music you play. Tell us about the Rudy Tuesday Band.
Okay. This is basically it's a mix between a rock and a folk band. I don't know how to describe it. This is the drums and the bass and the fiddle player and the banjo player. And me as a guitar and singing and have different voices there. But it's very rooted in American music, I think. We have a little rock music, a little, maybe a little old time, a little bit bluegrass and all this stuff, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I keep seeing Irish pub, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're playing all Irish music.
No, I like that Irish music. And I've been to Ireland, and we played there in years ago on a festival. And I love that Irish music. It's my history. And I think that just, these are the influences that also comes to my music.
Okay. Do you take requests? So if somebody said, I want to hear an Irish song, you'd do that?
Sure. When I can, yeah.
I'm guessing some of the places that you're playing are fairly small, so you get to kind of interact with the people that are there, just as you have. You've been at, with I said, Bill and Shirley Gerlach, and kind of a just a down-home festival. How did you meet Sherry and Bill?
I meet Sherry and Bill, I think it is 2 years ago or 3 years, I don't know, really. They came to Germany, to our hometown, because they knew Andy Gland. And Andy and me were making the music together, and then we meet together. And Sherry and Bill, they were also in the Irish pub at a Rudy Tuesday. And we had a lot of fun, and Bill was playing with us the fiddle, and it was a lot of fun. And then a little bit later, Andy and me, we come to the S, and a lot of fun here. And I'm so very thankful about... what Bill and Sherry do for us here. And it's a very warm welcome here. I'm very happy to be here on this farm. This was the great thing for me was last year. I grew up with the Woody Guthrie music. And last year we sat on the front porch, and I said to Bill, the bad thing for me would be to play now This Land Is Your Land. To sit in the middle of endless cornfields. And now we're sitting here together, and you play the fiddle, I play guitar, and sing that Woody Guthrie tune. It was I was very impressed about it. It was getting very deeply.
Mm-hmm. It became a part of your soul, I think.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
One of those moments when it's very special.
Yeah.
Yes. So how many times have you visited the United States?
How many?
Yeah.
Oh, this is my fifth time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My first time, I was in 1994. And I joined the Woodstock Festival anniversary, and it was very fun.
Yeah. That had to be quite an event. Have you been across the United States, or have you kind of been just Midwest?
No, I've seen New York, Chicago. We have made a tour from Chicago to Los Angeles through all these national parks, and or to New Orleans and Nashville, Memphis, all this. All the towns where the music lives.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing you've traveled a lot more in the U.S. than a lot of people who in the U.S. have traveled, and maybe appreciate it more also. Just not a music question, but I always like to ask, do you have a favorite food that you eat when you come to the United States? He's thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know when you've been here several times, it's maybe harder than if you've just been here once.
I'll tell you about... a dish I had today. It was a little bit strange for me to have salad with marshmallows. This is very strange, but we had a lot of good food here since we are here. We had all this steak stuff, and we had good things here.
Yes, but that's interesting. You know, what is different? Something that you wouldn't have never tasted before. Interesting. I don't really think marshmallows belong in salad, but you know, that some people love that. So, well, we hope that you are enjoying. I know you're enjoying your visit here, and especially with Sherry and Bill. But we'll enjoy hearing you at these venues that you have between October 5th and October 12th. And be sure to check on the KJN website, on Andy's website, and we also, if you would like to give your website, would you do that?
www.rudiger-mund.de.
Okay, and I will have that information also if you would like to check that out, because you will learn some more interesting things about Rudy. We want to thank you very much, Rudy Mund, for visiting with us, and best wishes to you on your tour and your trip back home.